From Beethoven, the Turkish March from Ruins of Athens, here on the new Classical FM. I'm Bill Anderson. The program is Bill's Classical Jukebox. And I played that music because I want to remind you about a performance called Beethoven Lives Upstairs, coming to Barrie and the Collier Street United Church in just a few days. My guest is Oliver Balaberski, the artistic director and conductor of Huronia Symphony. It's always nice to see you.
Yes, thank you, Bill, for the invitation.
We are going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the whole season. A little background for folks who haven't met Oliver before. He began his musical studies at the age of 10. Macedonia awarded a scholarship to special conducting. In 1999, you went to the Royal College of Music in London, came to Canada in 2004, and you've been with Huronia Symphony since 2010. Tell us more about this wonderful orchestra.
Well, for 10 years, it feels like I've been always there. After 10 years, yes. So,
kind of like being married, isn't
like
it?
almost, yes, yeah. Yes, it makes sense, yeah. I think, at least this is my personal feeling, that the orchestra has developed throughout these 10 years. The programs have developed. We are much more, let's call it braver to put pieces in the program that are fairly demanding and equally interesting for the audience. So, and of course, now after so many years, we have a feeling of what the audience would like to hear and how much the audience is open to new things. And they are. And that's great for us because we can always explore and put pieces that are usual, unusual, interesting, less performed, more performed, so varieties.
Well, the symphony began as a small Baroque orchestra 52 years ago. This is your 52nd season, I know, and has grown since then. And you have brought to it a degree of professionalism that they haven't enjoyed before, and it shows in every single performance.
It's not Baroque orchestra anymore,
no.
Definitely, yes. It's a full symphony orchestra. Our string section's getting bigger and bigger. Collier United Church is already a very small space for us. Definitely we need bigger space. Now with the youth program that we have and the young musicians that are coming, basically some of our musicians have to sit out so that we can fit everybody in the church. So it's getting tight physical sense of that, but
maybe the community should build you a bigger performance space.
Yes, I
know there's talk about that.
Yeah, they're talking, and I know that hopefully that while working, the mayor Jeff Lehman is listening to this interview, and please build a concert hall faster.
Talking about those young musicians, there's a violinist named Lucas Candelino who's going to be an important part of this Beethoven Lives Upstairs program on February the 9th. Tell us the story.
Yes, he's a member for many years. He was a student of David McFadden before, and he grew into a very potential, serious, very musical young performer. And we thought that maybe it would be very good if we can give him a chance to play with the orchestra, at least a movement, because it's not that easy. It's a stressful thing. But also so that the young musicians in the youth program can see what happens when you invest in your knowledge, in yourself as an artist.
Work hard, practice hard.
And
this can be your reward.
Yes.
Now, Beethoven Lives Upstairs is music and drama.
It's music and drama. It's called music fantasy drama, fantasy drama. It has different titles, but yes, it is based on that famous movie that is made. I think it's a Canadian movie, as far as I know, in which there are two actors: the little boy that is living under in the apartment below Beethoven's apartment in the same house, and his uncle and. And through their conversation, we discover about Beethoven's life and all the trials that he had in his life and all the successes and failures.
And the young boy and his uncle think they have a madman living upstairs.
Yes.
And some people say, well, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, they think because, let's face it, they thought that Beethoven was just a grumpy old man, right? They thought that something's not right. But actually, he was ahead of his time with everything, not just as a musician, but also as a person, because he knew, he was talking about things like a brotherhood of mankind, no gender involved, like mankind, like a humankind throughout the world, not just in one country. So he was very advanced in his ideas.
Throughout history, great intellect and eccentricity has often been misunderstood.
Absolutely.
The performance, February 9th at 3:30 p.m., a matinee at Collier Street United Church in Barrie of Beethoven Lives Upstairs. In March, you've got a program called Luminaries, and tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, that program was... it is always good and to have a classic period repertoire in one orchestra. It's good for the clarity of the sound of the feeling of a chamber playing that should be used even when you play a big piece, big romantic piece with a big romantic orchestra. But there is nothing better than just try to give the musicians a piece that is really for a smaller orchestra, and they learn how to listen, collaborate as they are a chamber orchestra. And this is a program in that manner. Beside that, we are playing Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, that is an example of one of the best pieces that Beethoven wrote.
And the Bach Double Concerto for Two Violins and Haydn's Drum Roll Symphony sounds like a wonderful program.
Yes, we have two soloists, our concertmaster and the principal of second violins, David McFadden and Valerie Salander. And I'm very happy to do that because it just shows how good family we are, actually, right, that we mentioned before.
And on to May, last night of the proms, again at Collier Street United Church. And English, if you're English or wish you were, there's just a great deal of fun.
Exactly. It's true. Even though that type of concert is more characteristic for England and the Great Britain and London society, let's call it, but still, it's a great way to celebrate music and celebrate. The good thing about this concert is that we have King Edward Choir joining Huronia Symphony, and those two ensembles will perform all these various famous pieces characteristic for this type of concert. So the choir will sing and hopefully the audience will join.
Well, that's another hat you wear as the conductor of the King Edward Choir. And they have another performance in March, East Meets West, music from your native Macedonia and Canada too.
Yes, I always wanted to do that because I think that it's very nice to see here and even compare in a positive sense of the word the pieces from countries that are 7,000 kilometers apart. And the Macedonian pieces are basically based on Macedonian folklore, and the Canadian pieces are based on completely different harmonic language, and this is why it's very good to hear both and then enjoy both. The pieces that are chosen are. Let's say the Macedonian pieces that are chosen are one of the most famous and respected pieces in the choral music. Of course, there are many more. It was hard to choose, but still. And, of course, some Canadian pieces that are really, really beautiful.
That's Saturday, March 7th, 2 p.m. at Bethel Community Church, also in Barrie.
Yes.
Few seconds left to talk about the Rose Orchestra, which is yet another hat that you wear. And the Rose Orchestra plays, of course, at Rose Theater in Brampton. Your next performance with them is February the 15th, the day after Valentine's Day, and it's a program called Come to the Carnival.
Come to the Carnival, yes. We are performing Carnival of the Animals, and we have two young pianists that are playing with us, that are living in Brampton. And this is my second season with them. But also, this is a family concert, so we're going to have some very, very popular pieces such as Star Wars and Pink Panther and some Looney Tunes and...
Merry Melodies.
Yes, very, very, fun concert so that we can give to the younger audience and audience that don't go often to the symphony concerts to enjoy the music.
And that's on February 15th, 7:30 p.m., the Rose Theater main stage. For that concert, you can check tickets and get more information online at theroseorchestra.org. For the King Edward Choir performances, their website, kingedwardchoir.ca. And for the Huronia Symphony, it's huroniasymphony.ca. Oliver Balaberski, always a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you very much, Bill. Always a pleasure to be here.
And with all those hats you're wearing, I won't keep you because I know you've probably got to get to a rehearsal, right?
Something like that, yes.
Okay, back to the first performance from Huronia that's coming up, that Beethoven lives upstairs, and we'll hear some of the music of Ludwig von Beethoven from his Pastoral Symphony.